Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland is taking steps to protect the barn owl population in Ireland. The number of barn owls killed on Irish roads is on the increase due to the growing motorway network. But while this might be good news for motorists, the development of roads and motorways is having a detrimental effect on bird species, particularly the barn owl. I travelled to Thurles to meet Tom Gallagher from the Tipperary Barn Owl Project about the problem and what's being done to protect the beautiful species.
Every year on 100 metres of the M8, between 50 and 60 owls are killed. It's carnage, really, you know. Yeah. So that's why the TII are doing this.
And exactly what are they doing then?
They're actually leaving a margin at the road. You know, they have the hard shoulder, then they're leaving a cut margin, a mowed margin. Next to that then, along by the edge of the they're putting in at least 4 metres high of a hedge. You know, fairly low trees that won't be a danger to cars if there's a wind or a storm. And behind that then, they're leaving these beautiful wild grassland. And that's real good hunting ground for barn owls. And you see, there's nothing to stop them. It's just a linear line. They have to just to go up and back, and then they get their prey. And that prevents the idea of the hedge, as I said, near the mowed edge, is that the barn owl, when it goes to cross over the motorway, they're so focused on listening and seeing that they forget there's a lorry coming. And they can get more out of it. Yeah. So if they have to lift over the hedge, they're gone above the traffic height and they're going across the other side. And it defocuses them too from hunting. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? If they're in hunting mode, they're almost oblivious to any other thing around them, do you know?
And those considerations then that are finally being considered by the TI for barn owls, I mean, I'm sure that would have a knock-on effect for other animal and bird species.
Oh, it certainly would. It certainly would. You wouldn't have as many other bird species that would, particularly the buzzards, they can become victims on the road, you know.
They're a very common sight on motorways.
Very common sight, yeah. The kestrel is fairly safe because the kestrel hunts up high. You know, and it hovers up high and it just dives down and it's back up again. Do you know, maybe I haven't seen many kestrels killed on the motorway. Buzzards, yes, but the barn owl was the biggest victim of the motorway. Do you know,
are we starting to lose our sense of, you know, the roadway being a mode of transport, not just for people and for vehicles, but for environment, for animals, for birds? Have we lost that recognition and that realization?
Yeah, I suppose we were building them back in the Celtic Tiger era. We didn't make room for tunnels for the animals like the badger or the hedgehog, you know, and all those. We didn't, but now I think they're getting more conscious about the fact that, you know, we owe it to other species. If we're doing away with a habitat belonging to them, we need to leave them a space to find another one.
Yeah.
And they need these tunnels underneath, and we need these preventative measures then for the birds above.
Yeah.
You know.
Is there anything Tom motorists can do to be safer or to be more
aware? I suppose just watch your speed. Yeah. Don't go too fast. You know. And if you see a barn owl hunting, I suppose you can't slow. Just slow down. You know, and let it by. You know, although they are very slow flyers, it's difficult to, you know, don't swerve, but just mind yourself. But I mean, at the same time, do slow a little and let them off. You know,
Ours to Protect, brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.